whilst I was at Isle Court, I was a big union man, and I was in the ASTMS, and it was as a result of being involved in the ASTMS that I was involved in negotiating the terms of redundancy with Mr. Goddard. Subsequently, when I arrived at Doughty Rotel, I had to relinquish my membership of the ASTMS and resort back to the AEU, and I'd been a member of that since I started work, because the place I worked, unless you joined a union, even as a boy member of the blue card, you couldn't work in the tool room. So I'd been a union member from the day I started work. When I got to Rotel, once I got supervisor, I rejoined the ASTMS, because I was no longer allowed to be in the AEU. I escalated through the ranks to become chairman of the ASTMS. Subsequently, a gentleman I named earlier, Vic Brown, suggested to me two things. One, if I wanted to get on, I needed to stop working night shift, because I'd been on a prolonged night shift spell on nights, about 5 months. And two, I needed to consider my activities with the union. Subsequently, I came off nights, never went on again as a foreman, and I actually relinquished the chairmanship of the union, realizing that if I got promoted, I would no longer be able to be a manager and a union man. So I subsequently relinquished my membership of the ASTMS. So that was another interesting facet of my career there. But I was involved with a lot of people. Harry Daniels, he was a secretary of the union for years.